Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm a soft-spoken guy. You know that, Lisa. I'm very quiet. All right, is there any questions for either Joel or Carol? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
There is a question from Assemblymember Gilbert.
Assemblymember Gilbert.
I was just going to reiterate that any residents that live within a certain circumference of the placement of a cell tower, they will be contacted, correct?
Yes. So anybody that lives within 300 feet of the proposed activity is noticed for the conditional use permit, they were noticed for the addition of the conditional uses as well as the zone change too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Thank you, Patty. Any other questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. Item 13C, ordinance number 1000 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the zoning map to effect a change to Lot 11A, Lot 11B, and Lot 10A, Block 5, 3rd Avenue subdivisions, and Lots 12 to 15, Block 5, USS 2127, from holding to open space public.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 1000 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held May 25th, 2021.
Been moved by Powell.
Morrison, second.
And seconded by Ann. Lisa, yeah. Carol, you want to walk us through that, please?
Again, this is to allow the consideration of a cell tower in that area.
Thank you, Carol. Any questions on that? And Joel, do you have anything that you needed to add on that, or is that's just the same thing?
Other than I recommend you guys allow us to give you the proposal.
Sounds good.
That's what I recommend. We get that.
Thanks, Joel. Yeah. Any questions for Joel or Carol? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Corson?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. Item 13G, ordinance number 1001 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending chapter 6.05 of the Wrangell Municipal Code titled Marijuana Section 6.05.005, titled Hours of Operation, Penalty for Violation by Increasing the Allowable Hours of Operation.
Move to approve first reading of ordinance number 1001 and move to a second reading with a public hearing to be held May 25th, 2021.
We moved to a second.
Dalrymple
second. Thank you. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We received public testimony requesting that the hours of operation that currently must end at 6 p.m. for marijuana dispensaries be allowed to be extended in the community. And we reached out to the owner of our one dispensary here in town. And I also spoke to our police department to see if they had any concerns, and there were none. And so administration is recommending we move forward amending the code to allow the dispensaries to stay open until 10 p.m. rather than 6 p.m.
Thank you. Any questions for Lisa or comments? Yes, go ahead, Ann.
I just have a question through the mayor. Why was 10 p.m. chosen? I'm curious.
I spoke to Kelsey, he indicated that is seems to be sort of the average time around the state. So that was why we chose that.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka?
Yes. Item 13H, resolution number 05-21-1584, amending the fiscal year 2021 budget in the Hospital Legacy Fund, transferring $21,125 from the Hospital Legacy Fund reserves to the Hospital Legacy Fund operating budget and authorizing expenditures.
Move to approve resolution number 05-21-1584.
Been moved by Morrison. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Corson. I saw you do it. So if we can note, it didn't quite come through. Seconded by Corson. I see Amber's on. Lisa, did you want Amber to carry this one or?
Certainly, Mr. Mayor. I can start briefly, but essentially, sure. Because we have taken over management and maintenance of the hospital, we have to be able to use funds to maintain the building, heating, you know, all of the utilities, maintenance, those sorts of things. And Amber's done a great job of outlining what our expected expenses will be for next year and for the remainder of this fiscal year. And so we're asking the assembly to move that money.
Thank you. Amber, did you have anything to add to that?
It is the expenses approximately 3 months, including the sprinkler system inspection that looks like it's overdue that we're asking for in this budget amendment, and with a total of $21,125.
Thank you very much, Amber. Is there Assemblymember Powell?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what we're doing with it. I mean, we've had many discussions about not doing any of this building, locking it up. I'm just wanting to know where we're going.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please go ahead, Lisa.
That needs to be the subject of a work session and a decision being made. If I had to guess right at this moment, we will hold on to that building until we do renovations, hopefully do renovations at the public safety building, at least as an interim location to relocate folks from the public safety building while we're doing the renovations to the public safety building. But we have many discussions that need to be had in a work session to make some decisions with the assembly, and those need to happen sooner than later.
Assemblymember Powell, do you want to follow up with anything?
Well, it just looks like a lot of money that we're going to bring out of our budget to keep this thing going. I have concerns with that. I mean, we've had a lot of discussions already about it. I do not want this thing to go 3-6 months to a year out and keep on going down the line of paying and paying and paying unless we're doing something with the public safety building.
Thank you, Assemblymember Powell. Any other questions? Assemblymember Corson.
Yes, sir. Do we have a tentative idea about when those executive or those sessions would take place for the discussion?
I will get it scheduled.
Thank you. Assemblymember Gilbert.
We've already paid the annual insurance. Is that correct?
That money was already put in this year's budget. That's correct. These are just new items.
Yeah. Right. And off the top of your head, do you happen to know what the insurance premium yearly is?
I think the insurance is about $25,000 a year.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry, Assemblymember Powell.
This resolution you guys for FY 2022, the building expense projects, is this for all of this for 2022?
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, this is not. This is for the $21,000 in change that Amber mentioned. This is just for the 3 months remaining in this year's operating budget.
And then you're going to come back with us for the next year's?
That's correct.
Okay.
Any further questions for the city manager or Amber? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assemblymembers Gilbert? Yes. Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
No.
Corson?
Yes.
And Mayor Prisanka?
Yes. 13I, resolution number 05-21-1585, amending the fiscal year 2021 budget in the wastewater fund by transferring $3,600 from wastewater fund reserves to the wastewater collection system maintenance account and authorizing expenditure for wastewater collection system pump station bacterial block pilot study.
Move to approve resolution number 05-21-1586.
You move. Do you have a second?
Second, Gilbert.
Seconded by Gilbert, moved by Powell. Lisa?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask Tom Wador to give just a brief summary of this request.
Mr. Wador, please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. So I have come to the assembly already twice in the last 6 months for additional money for pumps. And we are, you know, trying to better understand what our inventory of that system is and how long, you know, we expect things to last and try to get a better handle on a replacement program. And these bioblocks, they're something that have been around for a number of years. Alaska Rural Water Association recommended these to us a few years back. And one of the members of that organization or association, you know, basically people are pretty adamant that they do work. And we have two pump stations, our biggest stations, nodes 4 and node 6, kind of by Ramey's Bar and then again by the boat ramp over here by the light department building, that, you know, get all of the waste throughout town, and we see a substantial buildup of these grease cakes, and you know, want to find a more effective way of managing this. Sorry, I'm just getting a little bit of feedback or playback. Are you guys hearing me okay?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so those two are our biggest stations. You know, they get, you know, pretty much all of the waste from town, and we've been seeing a substantial buildup. And when this grease builds up, it fouls the floats and some of the sensors, and the pumps end up running, you know, way more than what they're supposed to. During the week in April there, when right before we got these things sucked out, they were running 300% of what they should have been or what they normally would be running. And so that's just burning up pumps faster than what we need to be. And you know, the vac truck is a great tool, but you know, with the water mains project, there was a lot of needs there, and some of the sewer stations and several other needs with that equipment. Having an alternative option that helps cut down on this problem, you know, if it prolongs one of these pumps for 1 year, that could be, you know, a significant savings for the borough.
Thank you, Mr. Wader. Any questions for either Tom or Lisa on this item? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes. Assembly members Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Prisanka?
Yes. Item J, 13J, resolution number 5-21-1586, amending the fiscal year 2021 budget in the Industrial Construction Fund by transferring $9,425 from the Industrial Construction Fund reserves to the Industrial Construction Fund professional service and services account and authorizing its expenditure for additional aerial imagery.
Move to approve resolution number 05-21-1586.
And moved by Powell. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Corson. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I may have either Carol or Amber weigh in on this. As the assembly is aware, we had aerial imagery done of what we assumed would be two areas, two critical areas of town, the watershed, our entire reservoir watershed area and runout area, and then a huge portion of the downtown area, starting from Heritage Harbor working through town. The company was unable to finish areas one and two that they that are priorities one and two that they committed to previously. They actually left town and bought a new piece of equipment and are coming back to town. And the cost of travel and mob and demob is not that we're not having to eat that cost. They are eating that cost because they weren't able to fulfill their obligation to us. Because they are coming back, we have an opportunity to get them to do priority area three on the map that's in your packet, and we'd like to take advantage of that. And so we need this additional funding to be moved out of reserve into the operating budget to be able to accommodate that. The next item on the agenda is a contract for the full amount. As the assembly is aware, we were able to move forward with them doing this aerial imagery because it was under my spending authority. If the assembly approves this additional amount, then the full contract will be over my spending authority. So even though we're obligated to the first amount that was $24,000 and change already, we've brought the full contract back for you at the as the next agenda item, because this amount will kick it over my spending authority. So that's what's going on with this item and the next.
Thank you. Any questions for Lisa, Carol, or Amber? Okay, hearing none, poll vote please, Kim. Oh, Assemblymember Howe, were you gonna say something?
Well, just, you know, I may as well ask, otherwise I'll wonder later. What are we gonna use? So priority one, we needed that because of the reservoirs. What is the, so priority three, just, we're doing it just so we have it, or is there a, like a project that we're thinking it'd be good to have aerial imagery for?
Carol, you wanna take that one?
I will be happy to take that one. Our current GIS mapping system that we have for town is based off of 2002 aerial photography. And when you look at it, you would actually be surprised at how many changes have been made in the community since 2002. So what that does is it allows us to have up, and that we got a sample of the photography and it's absolutely spectacular. We saw that today. So it allows us to have updated aerial photography for the mapping to be able to do planning, to be able to provide to the residents when they, because they're always coming in asking for mapping questions and about their properties. And so it will be a huge benefit. And yes, when there's areas in the industrial park, by the transfer station, by, you know, different places that are being looked at with projects and construction. And so it will be a help for those.
Thank you. Yeah, Amber, go ahead.
I'll add to that. Just Ryan, you asked about a project. There on this agenda also is the request to approve a PSA for P&D for the Mount Dewey Trail project. And that includes quite a bit of survey work, and that's on the ground survey. Having LIDAR could reduce the survey effort that they have to expend on that project, and that project is in area priority three. There's a lot of benefits to having LIDAR, not just for what Carol just explained, but also for future projects. Having that survey information is beneficial to the survey engineers.
Thank you, Amber.
Okay, sounds good. I wasn't here in 2002, so maybe I'll be on the airport road driving when they take pictures, and I'll be in there for, you know, for the next 20 years. Thank you.
Your ducks will be in there this time. All right. Thanks. Is there any other questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes, Assembly Members Morrison.
Yes.
David Powell.
Yes.
Corson.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes.
Ryan Howe.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
And Mayor Prusanka.
Yes. Item 13K, approval of sole source procurement in conformance with section 5.10.050 of the Wrangell Municipal Code for Elevate UAS for aerial and LIDAR imagery in the amount of $33,519.
Move to approve a sole source procurement in conformance with section 5.1 0.0501 of the Wrangell Municipal Code from Elevated UAS for aerial and LIDAR imaging in amount of $33,519.
We moved. We have a second.
Morrison second.
Morrison seconded. Alf made the motion. Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, I don't think we have anything to add unless there are further questions.
Thank you. So this is just because it's now gone over Lisa's spending authority. I don't see any questions. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13L, approval of professional service agreement with P&D Engineers in the amount of $69,542 for the non-motorized transport system project scoping.
Move to approve a professional services agreement with P&D Engineers in the amount of $69,542. For the non-motorized transportation system scoping project.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
I think that was Ann. Was that you,
yeah,
Ann?
Yes, Morrison second.
Morrison second. Thank you. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm actually going to ask Amber Al-Haddad to take the lead on this, since she's been working the FLAP grant for years, literally.
Thank you. Amber, please take it away.
Thank you. This item recommends moving forward and contracting with P&D Engineers for a scoping project for the FLAP project. It's entitled Non-Motorized Transportation System Project with FLAP. We like to refer to it locally here as the Mountain Dewey Trail Extension. That project in its original scope not only extended the Mountain Dewey Trail down the backside of Mount Dewey, but it also included a parking area right there on Bennett Street for that trail system, as there is not one up on Mount Dewey. It's actually Third Street where the Mount Dewey Trailhead is now. It also includes a small link from the existing Volunteer Loop Trail to Ishiyama Drive. And then down at the end of Ishiyama Drive, as you exit the asphalt and you enter the gravel, there's a city pit, rock pit on the right-hand side, and it's got debris in it from the Marine Service Center when that project was being constructed now. But we were originally proposing to empty that pit and create a trailhead parking for the paddlecraft trail that was constructed with RAC funds that is at the end of the road there. Right now, people park in the right-of-way. That's a DOT state highway. And there's the turnaround there and people park there. So we're trying to find a way to get folks off the road. And if there are some overnighters who want to park there, it'd be nice to have them not in the right of way. So we moved forward with the design work and we issued a request for qualifications to select the engineer. We had two highly qualified firms that proposed on this project. We ended up ranking P&D Engineers a little bit higher than Pro H&S. So we have moved forward with a negotiation with them. That project originally was identified to be the full engineering design of this project. But when we got P&D's price for the work, it was about $10,000 over the engineering budget that we had developed 6 years ago now, 7 years ago almost. So wondering what to do, I talked to the representative with Federal Highways Administration and asked them about some options to either move some money from another line item that's in the budget to cover the existing design or otherwise. And what they've recommended is that if we did that and shortchanged ourselves on the construction cost, and again, that was a budget that was developed 7 years ago, and there's not been any cost escalation added to that project to date. The concern is that we would have something designed and then may not have the money to construct. And FLAP will not fund only a design project without the construction having being completed as well. So if we got to the point where we didn't construct because of cost constraints and we had the design, they would not reimburse us for the 90.7% of the cost as they've committed to right now. So what was recommended is that we change the scope of work for the engineer and create a scoping project. And a lot of what the engineer would have done in the design anyway, in the beginning, would be to go back and look at the conceptual plan that was developed and identify whether or not we would move forward with that exact plan or how we would construct that. And also put current cost estimates to that final project as it's designed or as it's identified. So a lot of that scoping, they suggested we pull that out, include that in the scope, also pull the wetland delineation work out, would have been in the original design work. And as well, we got to talking and they suggested that we move forward and just include the survey work as well, because all of that would help identify what project is actually going to be designed. And it would have a little bit of additional information as far as the route and with the survey work. So we've got FLAP's blessing to move forward with the scoping project with the designer that we had selected through the competitive process. And we asked them to revise their quote for the work that we identified. That's $69,542. We are obligated to the 9.03% match for that. And if we got to the point where they have scoped it and we've got the cost estimate for the project that we want to move forward with, and we didn't go to construction for whatever reason, we'd still be on the hook for the 9% of that cost of the scoping, which is a little over $6,000. What FLAP has asked us to do is move forward with this and get a good cost estimate for our project and then come back to them and ask them for more money if it's warranted by the cost estimate. And they've suggested that the best time to do that is at the end of this fiscal year initially, because a lot of times they have a lot of money that's returned or unused, and it would be advantageous for us to ask for that then. So that's what we've discussed with PND. They, if this is approved, they would move forward and have a scoping project with the project identified with cost estimates so we can move forward with that request in September. We had really hoped to construct this project this year for many reasons. One, just because it has been so long that this has been hanging out there and then just on the books for us to move forward. And number two, we just wanted to be able to get a construction project out for the community and create some additional economic work and some jobs here, but locally. But unfortunately, we're going to have to shoot for that project to happen next summer, spring and summer.
Mr. Mayor, if I could add to this, the reason I want to clarify, it took 4 years from the time we submitted this application until we got award with funding. Is that correct?
We received notification that year, it was 2014, that we would receive the funds 4 years forward.
So your budget's already out of whack because it's 4 years.
Yeah, and you know, immediately when the award came, you know, that the first question was, okay, we're 4 years out with the funding. How do we deal with cost escalations? You know, that was the first question that I asked. And, you know, it was a canned answer that, you know, we'll deal with that when we get there.
Any other questions for Amber or Lisa? I'm sorry, Lisa, did you have anything else you wanted to add to that? Okay,
thank you. That was it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Assemblymember Corson.
Yes, sir. So this obviously took place before I came on the council. I'm just trying to get a little background on what was the original push to get the trail. It looks like trail extensions is basically what I'm looking at.
Amber, do you want to cover that off?
I would, but can you hear the music in the back? I need to let my husband know that I'm on video conference.
I can hear a little bit.
Good breath.
Okay.
You know, she put some good tunes on. I probably wouldn't complain.
Yeah. We have a soundtrack to our meeting.
Well, right.
She's really getting back here. Assembly member, oh, she's back. And she's back.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question again?
Basically, what was the impetus, the background on how this got started? And clarification is basically looks like two trail extensions. Is that what I'm looking at? So it's a two-part question.
Yeah. So the first, to answer the first question, the impetus for this project was an outdoor recreation survey that was conducted by the borough throughout the community. I want to say Carol can help me out here. I think she led that 2007, 2006, maybe. And through that survey, what was identified was that the community wanted more trails. So Carol was very instrumental in getting some grants to try to move that effort forward. And there was a grant that came from the National Park Service, the Rails Trails, and I'm not sure, I can't remember the full name, but they gave us a technical grant to come in and help us do some trail work, some training on developing and identifying trails within the community. And through that, they also brought in a trail designer, an expert trail guide who's been doing trails in Alaska. He does a lot of work with the Forest Service and the Park Service. And he helped us lay this trail out. And so really it was moving that that objective forward and trying to create a network of trails so that we can move people as much as possible off of the streets and onto trails and move them through town that way. And so beyond what you see in this agenda item for the map, there is a larger proposed future trail map. It was shared with the assembly many, many years ago, but if you'd like to see it, I'd be happy to share that with you all at a future date so you can see what that looks like. But this is the first step towards that extension of the trail network system.
Okay, I do like the parking concept that you were giving me. I've seen that problem in the past, so thank you very much.
You're welcome. And you had a question about a section of trail?
What? Oh, that basically it's a two extensions at this point is what we're looking at, right?
Well, it's one primary extension for the Mount Dewey Trail, and then there's a really short extension of the Volunteer Loop Trail. If you look on the map.
That's what I'm looking at. So.
Okay. And it just, so what we're trying to do is be able to, you know, that would actually just link folks down Ishiyama Drive to the Paddlecraft Trail.
Gotcha.
So trying to create those links where we can to move folks.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Assemblymember Corson. Thank you, Amber. Assemblymember Howe.
I just want to express enthusiasm for this project. It's nice to have something in the works for more green space and trail usage in town. And I would love to see the map of the trail network. It doesn't have to be the assembly meeting if you want to just give it to me, but that's very encouraging. The more people can get out walking, the fitter they are and the stronger they are. That's,
Thank you. Go ahead, Amber.
I'll just add one more thing to give you the full scope of the work that went in here. There, after the Park Service, or as actually a part of the Park Service work that we did with them, we held a community meeting and presented the trail network to the community and asked for feedback. And initially, it was proposed to be boardwalk across the Muskeg. And we heard hands down that the community prefers the gravel trail like we have with the Tier Loop Trail right now. At the time, you know, Southeast Beast Running Group was very strong and had a large number of folks, lots of runners. Ryan was one of them probably still. they want the gravel. And other than the runners, we just heard that for many reasons, people prefer the gravel trail other than the boardwalk. So again, that'll be fleshed out when we do the scoping, and that will likely be changed. The only challenge with that is impacts to the wetlands with the Corps, but we'll navigate that through the project.
Thank you, Amber. Any other questions or comments? All right, poll vote, please, Kim.
Yes, Assemblymembers Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Dalrymple? Oh, you're on mute, Ms.
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13M, approval amendment number one to the professional service agreement with Shannon and Wilson for the reservoir bypass project in the amount of $68,607.
Move to recommend amendment number one to the professional services agreement with Shannon and Wilson for the reservoir bypass project in the amount of $68,607.
Moved by Morrison.
Second.
Seconded by Powell. Lisa, do you want to give us a, or Amber, whoever's on this one?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'm going to ask Amber to take the lead on this one also.
Thank you, Amber. Go ahead. Thank you, Lisa. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. This item is requesting additional scope, approval of additional scope to Shannon and Wilson Engineers engineering effort for the bypass project. When we elected to move forward with the siphon through the spillway as the option to tap the upper reservoir, I think most of you were on the assembly at that time, but recognize that we didn't have enough money to construct. So with a balance of approximately $300,000 on our grant that expires next year, we would like to take advantage of that money as much as possible to move any options that we have for additional design effort forward. And one of the things that we identified was being able to replace the existing ductile iron pipe that's been in place, some of it for 20 years, I think some of it for a little bit longer, being able to replace that, you know, either through the future project as we secure funding for the bypass project or through a forward future project beyond that one. And basically what we would do if this was approved, we would have surveyors come in, survey that line, and the engineers would then design the replacement of that existing pipe as an additive alternate. And we'd have them do so in the document so that that could easily be identified. It would be quite expensive to replace that. So we could identify it in that future project as an additive alternate to consider outside of the base bid. And if we didn't have the money, that would be designed such that we could pull that out at a future date and as we secured funding for it or needed to replace that pipe in the future, some imminent requirement for that, and have that easily identified for someone to bid and construct. So we feel like, this just gets us a little bit further down the road with the money that if we don't use, will be returned to the state.
Thank you. Any questions for Amber? Hearing none, poll vote please, Kim.
Yes, assembly members Ryan Howe.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
David Powell.
Yes.
Corson.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka.
Yes, item 14 is the attorney's file available for the assembly review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15 has to do with executive sessions. And at this point, I will turn it over and recluse myself from this item and have the vice mayor take over.
Thank you. Item 15A, executive session, borough clerk's annual evaluation.
I move pursuant to 44.62.320C2 that we recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically the borough clerk's evaluation.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Excuse me, Madam Mayor.
Assemblymember Dalrymple.
One moment, Clerk Lane. Yes, Assemblymember Powell.
Are we going to do both these at the same time, or what are we going to come in out of the executive session? Or are we going to do both of them?
I propose that we make the two motions and the assembly go into executive session. And then after a certain time, we will call in the borough clerk and the borough manager.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, poll vote, please.
Okay, I'm going to start over. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Horson?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item 15B, executive session concerning borough manager's annual evaluation. Page 174.
I move pursuant to 44-62-320C2 that we recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically the borough manager's evaluation.
Second.
Right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Yes, assembly members David Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yeah.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, it is 7:35. We'll recess out of our regular meeting and immediately reconvene into our executive session. And we will notify the borough clerk and the borough manager when we want them to join our session.
Does all of the assembly members have the executive session information that was emailed?
Somewhere.
It's on the email with this Zoom link.
Right. I'm just operating two. Oh, there it is.
Okay, I'll find it.
I got it.
Okay.
All right. See you in executive session.